All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. We appreciate you stopping in and spending some time with us, with time on our minds. 60 minutes on the clock. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, Joel. FEF Friday. Got our comedian of the week coming up with one more clip before we get out of here at 3:15. But if you missed any of the previous clips of our comedian of the week, we encourage you to catch our man Tommy Drake on the podcast. As we have had some good stuff there. Barry gave you a little backstory on him. So definitely catch that.
Played Ryu in Street Fighter 2, the TV series.
My second favorite character in Street Fighter.
Ken. You a Ken guy?
Yeah.
Guile or Ken or
Ken,
what?
Even though Ken and Ryu were basically identical in the game.
Yeah.
This will shock you, both of
you. You have no idea what we're talking about.
Street Fighter?
No, you never played Street Fighter?
No.
Wow.
I thought Ken married Barbie.
Oh. Hmm. Well, that's unfortunate.
Or at least dated her.
That's really unfortunate.
It could be a DeAndre Iggy thing. They might not be dating, but they drop in.
It's not that at all.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Where the hell did it go? See, I can't get to the text line. Darn it to heck.
News of the day, by the way.
What?
Carlos Correa officially put back on the active roster, expected to play tonight.
Boom!
That's the good news. The bad news is we thought Altuve was going to be ready when the team got back to Houston, and now it doesn't look he'll play in any of the Seattle series.
Jeez.
And they'll have to look at the Colorado series to see if he's able by then. And worth noting in that whole thing is, with the amount of time over 2 weeks now that he's missed, that 200-hit streak is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Seasons of getting 200
he's
plus
gonna
hits.
He's going to have to pick it up.
Yeah. JD Martinez already has passed him in terms of total hit, leading the league in hits. I think by 4 or 5, it's still within reach, but he's going to miss another 4 or 5 games now. So that's starting to, all these things are starting to add up here, but not that I'm overly concerned. I just want him healthy, but let's get him back sooner rather than later. That's starting to bother me that this thing's dragging on a little bit.
I'm with you. I am with you. I'd like to see it. But. Mm-hmm. I'm also all right if he rests a little. If he's, as long as he's not, it's not significant injuries, it's just lingering.
Yep.
I would be all right
with
him.
Let me throw another one at you. Okay. Why don't we sit Justin Verlander, even though he's not, anything's real wrong with him? Why not give him a little break so that he's refreshed?
He could probably use it, but he strikes me as the kind of guy that doesn't want that. You know, there are some guys that with time off, it affects them. They actually, it's worse for them. And he strikes me as, and when you think about him in a game, he gets stronger as the game goes on.
Yeah.
He's got more life on his fastball in the seventh inning than he does in the first inning. And you can watch a game, and I would suggest you do it. Next time Verlander's pitching, look at his fastball in inning one and keep that in mind, those numbers, and then look at it in inning 7 or 8. I promise you it'll be a couple of hours, a couple of miles per hour faster.
You and I talked about it when they were thinking about training for him. That's always been a characteristic of him that is like a freak of nature thing compared to most pitchers. But you know who did it last night? James Paxton.
Yeah.
Got it up to 98-99 after he got like his 111th pitch.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. But that's a rarity. And I don't know if you guys caught this or not, but here's another tidbit of information on your Astros. Lance McCullers Jr., and this is actually a good thing. He doesn't foresee this injury being lingering or too serious, but you know how he did it? Because a lot of people showed the replay, and some very savvy fans were texting Blummer saying, go back and look at one of his last pitches when he started to kind of stretch out the elbow. He admitted, I believe yesterday, he did it while in the batter's box swinging.
That's unfortunate.
That damn
another reason.
Yes, I was going to say, get the designated hitter so that the man doesn't have to screw up his pitching arm.
Another reason.
Come on, get with the program.
Yeah. Somebody said, Joel, how do you not punch Barry every day? That was a text.
I walk in the station. We greet each other sometimes.
He
we sit down. We do our jobs.
Woosaw.
Woosaw.
Why in the world would I punch you every day?
I don't know. Apparently, they're a fan of mine. big fans of mine, obviously.
We all have them.
Joel seems like he's the guy that tucks his shirt into his underwear.
No. Appreciate the love. See, there's one of mine. My fans.
One of your fans?
Yeah.
You don't do that?
No, I used to. My T-shirt. I think you and I talked about this a little bit because it also adds for a butt sweat buffer. But
that's right.
When I was wearing suits and business clothes to work every day, hell yeah, I tucked my T-shirt in there because it served a lot of purpose and it didn't make you look frumpy.
If I wear on stage, I'll wear a button-up shirt and a T-shirt under it. I'll just tuck that into my jeans. Mm-hmm. But if when I used to have a corporate gig and I would wear suits and whatnot to work, or even just slacks and a button-up tucked in, if I'm tucking in my button-up shirt, you better believe I'm tucking in my T-shirt into my underwear first, because then it gets all
so weird.
Bulky. And why is that weird?
Tucking it into your underwear?
Yeah.
I've never done that. Then you
cup your boys with it.
Keeps you more streamlined.
Like if you tuck it in the back and the front, it's almost like you got a little T-shirt leotard on, too. It's kind of nice.
Do you have your buttoned-up shirts tailored?
No.
Oh, yeah, I do.
See, because that's the thing. If you don't,
sleeves,
then you have
hit
a lot of extra material in the sleeve and in the sides.
And
so therefore, if you don't keep it more streamlined underneath, you're going to look like you've got a
muffin suits,
top.
You look like a grown-ass kid.
Tailor to suits.
Tailor your button-up shirts, too.
Just get unless the right you size. Got the most off-the-rack length on your sleeves ever, you have to get them tailored.
Yeah.
This isn't tailored.
Well, we knew that.
It doesn't even fit. You can't even button it. Chub Rock, what are you doing?
It's trembling.
You had to unbutton it, didn't you?
No, I can actually close. I knew you were going to say that. I can actually close.
Uh-huh. He's so big that that's actually not a short sleeve. Just pulled up on him.
1990s, Nick Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of dreams.
That's a sweet-ass bowling shirt you got, though.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm getting my sponsors patched on right here. Yeah.
Do you use one of those stitch removers and took Nick off the pocket?
I feel
Nico?
Like
Nicky?
You're the kind of guy that would probably carries a pocket knife, too.
If you're
going to rock a shirt like that, you'd definitely carry a pocket knife.
I would
not like the big one, like a buck knife. Like the little bitty tiny one that's like, oh, well, it's also got a screwdriver on it and a toothpick. Oh, okay, weirdo.
That would
Swiss Army knife. All right, Dad.
Who knew this was coming, right?
No, I knew, but who carries a pocket knife? I would imagine somebody from his side of the...
Who wears... Well, you say white people?
Cut and shoot Texas. They're the ones that are carrying pocket knives.
No, you're definitely saying white people.
I'm just going to leave it at cut and shoot Texas.
Makes it easier.
Do you have a knife in your truck right now? I bet you do. Don't even lie.
No, I don't.
You have some sort of pocket knife.
I don't have
What tools
knife.
Do you have in
I
your truck?
I had a gun until someone stole it. I have no tools.
Someone stole your gun?
Yeah, out of my truck.
When?
It was a while back.
Did you report
it? Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you doing with road rage?
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Until I get a new one. I've been trying to... I'm too cheap to buy one, though. I've been looking at I want to get a 1911. I wanted to get a 9mm 1911.
You said that before, didn't you?
Yeah.
You've advertised that. Aaron People Pope, stepped up to try and help you.
Well, the Popes were going to help me, but,
the Popes were going to help you buy a gun?
Well, they were... Because Aaron can get me a deal, but I wanted a very specific gun, and so it was kind of hard to find, and just never happened. And I'm cheap.
With all the entertainment you provide the Popes on a yearly basis.
Oh, I would never say anything bad. They
should buy the gun for you or give you a deal.
They have been the most supportive people. They have come to my shows on several occasions and seen the same jokes. They came out during the camel races. I couldn't say a mean word about the Popes.
No, I'm not saying a mean word about them at all.
So supportive.
But I would think that they'd work a deal because they love you so much to...
Well, he tried, but it wasn't the exact gun I wanted. So, and I'm like
don't
I said,
be picky.
I've got other priorities too. I can't. I mean, I still have a gun, but I keep.
I
it at
worry
the house.
About your security. Don't be picky and cheap. Just get something in the truck, and then get the specialized collector's edition, double matte finish, whatever the hell else. After that,
it does suck though because I did like to have it with me when I would travel, especially driving as far as I drive. It's nice to have. It makes you feel a little better, and when you're in a city that you're not aware of and. We've strayed from the point. Why are you wearing a short sleeve button up?
You're going open back. Up, Nick, I tried to buffer it for you, brother.
And not only is it a short sleeve button up, which I haven't seen since a Mormon came to my front door. You have it unbuttoned like you're a beach bum.
Listen here, Abercrombie.
You're like an uncle's. You're like Uncle Buck.
You're actually wearing a
shirt
like
as fat as Uncle Buck.
No.
You have the Uncle Buck clothes on.
Are you trying to say that you don't like the fact that he's wearing a shirt like a sport coat?
He's like Uncle Nick right now.
It's just a shirt. Uncle Nick, can I borrow your pocket knife?
I know. He's just being a penis.
Can I borrow?
I get this.
Can I use your pocket knife, Uncle Nick?
I don't have that. Look in your truck.
I need to cut something. I need to cut something.
You're the one that's doing all the landscaping.
Hey, Uncle Nick, do you have a toothpick in your pocket? Or a corkscrew? Can you open this bottle of wine with your Swiss Army pocket knife?
All right, it's ESPN 97.5. We're going to break.
No, we're not. We're going to do Uncle Nick's pocket knife jokes for 20 minutes.
You could if you want.
I probably could.
I'm sure you can.
But I won't.
Sound the alarm, basketball fans.
Uh-oh.
The schedule is out. The Rockets will be on TNT 13 times this season. Shocking. Two against the Warriors, two against the Thunder, two against the Lakers.
Mm.
Didn't see that coming,
nope,
did you?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. Thank goodness they squeaked out a few games so that they could leak them out so we could get our fix. Who cares? Everybody plays 82.
By the way, we got this text. Barry, how do you not punch Joel every day?
There you go. Now we're
same
even.
Reason.
Yep.
Because we work together.
Yeah. How are you guys not douches every day? Just
wow.
Get a hobby and you don't have to send texts like that.
Kitty got claws.
No, Kitty. That's freaking Holly. Hmm. She's got the claws. Hmm. Her nails are scary, by the way.
But you don't have no comment on that, Barry? No, you can add something to that if you want.
What's wrong with that?
Cut you like Nick's pocket knife.
Just talons. That's why she likes the Eagles.
That's right.
All right, we're going to be going to break. We're going to be coming back with more. Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. It's the usual suspects.
ESPN 97.5.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I am a married guy. I do not have kids. That's hard. Women have what's called a maternal instinct. My wife's best friend had a baby. My wife went over to her friend's house, held a two-week-old sleeping baby for 20 minutes. She comes home, she wants a baby. I called her friend, I said, next time let her hold the flat screen TV. So I've been thinking about it, and I'm ready.
There you go, final clip of the day on an F Yeah Friday. Our comedian of the week, Tommy Drake. Barry gave you a little backstory on him. He's got some H-Town roots. Likes to talk a little H-Town in his comedy, and some great clips there. Boy, Street Fighter 2, the TV series, he was Ryu.
Mm-hmm.
And next to Ken, that is saying something. Damn right.
No people. Idea who either of those people are, dude.
No chance.
Ryuga! Like, is that what they used to say when they would throw the fireball? Ryuga! I don't know what the actual words were.
Hadouken.
Did you ever play Street Fighter?
Loved it. On Super Nintendo, Street Fighter 2 Turbo?
No, the arcade version.
Yeah, I did.
The stand up and the stop and go down to the U-Totem. You don't even know what the hell the U-Totem is, do you?
No.
It's like a dollar store, right?
No. The U-Totem was the stop and go back in the day. There was U-Totems and 7-Elevens.
I was close.
7-Eleven, I'm familiar
with. And then the U-Totem went away and became stop and goes. And it was stop and go and 7-Eleven and then Circle K. And
spell U-Totem.
U-T-O-T-E-M.
Oh, I thought you said you told them.
No, you
literally. I had no idea what the hell
them.
That was.
You told them.
Yeah. Told them that gas prices were low there.
you tried to told them.
You tried to tell them. Up in the Midwest, they were Quick Trips.
Oh, they still have those. I love the Quick Trips.
Quick Trips, big.
Those
in the
are
Midwest.
Great. They're like in Wichita and Oklahoma as well, and they're. I think there's even some in Dallas. I love
really?
Them. Yeah.
Have you guys noticed though that Buc-ee's they don't necessarily have to be way out there to be a Buc-ee's. They're
yeah.
literally opening up Buc-ee's in town.
And
now.
You know what?
I think it's ruining it.
It's overpriced. Everything at Buc-ee's is overpriced.
Is it?
The gas, the food. Every time I go by there, my wife's like, oh, bring me some Divinity, which is...
What is that?
The diesel fuel of candy.
What is it?
It's just the bottom of the barrel, some sort of fluff-looking crap. I don't know. It's disgusting.
Divinity?
Yeah, it's just disgusting.
Sounds like a Britney Spears perfume.
It's a divinity log. And I'm like, well, it might as well be a turd log. It's gross. But she loves it. So I get her, and it's just ridiculously overpriced. Although I would pay a pretty penny for some beaver nuggets. Those aren't bad, but still overpriced.
So they're not beaver balls.
You know it was going to go down.
I always say that, but I always thought that they were beaver balls.
Beaver nuggets. That's what they're called.
Beaver.
Grow up.
Nuggets.
Beaver nuts.
Nuggets. Somebody said Chubb
Rock. Oh, you told him.
Touche. Somebody said Chubb Rock. Nick, how do you not punch Barry and Joel every day?
I don't know, man.
Everybody's just on There's that bandwagon because we haven't us. Used I that
can't,
enough.
I can't reach. They're like 30 feet away.
You can reach.
The real question is, how do you and Joel not punch Nick in the face
now,
every
there's
day?
There's something we should break down.
409 for life. Never going to forget the hate, Nick. LOL. That's from Falcon in the 409.
See, that's messed up.
That's right.
God, how long ago was that?
And then my dumb ass, when I said all that, I thought I was just insulting Beaumont. Oh, no. 409's Galveston.
Big.
It's a triangle, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just if you weren't a listener at the time, let me recap.
No. Me and the 409 are cool.
Nick,
we don't need to rehash anything.
Talked a lot of crap about how dumb and ignorant and stupid people are that live in the 409.
Talked a lot of crap or pooped all over them.
All that. You know, you get a pocket knife and then you think you're a badass.
Well, that's fake news.
But Joel and I had the 409's back, always have, always will. See. It was just so now you're caught up on the whole thing.
We are big. In the triangle.
Why has this hour become pick on Nick hour?
We love the 409.
Even at the listener party, do you guys realize how many people coming up to us that were saying we listen in Beaumont every day?
Yeah.
That's why when we go down there for any of the remotes,
they
are highly populated with great fans of the show.
Indeed.
We love
the station.
I was
the
station.
You needed a security guy. You had two people volunteer to be
Beaumont listeners at the listener appreciation party.
No. Those were swingers.
It was people from the 281 that drove there. Everyone in the 409 hates you, and rightfully so.
Nope.
This is Demetrius. Get a 9mm Beretta 92F. That's a lot of words, Demetrius. I just want a 9mm 1911. That's all.
Nick, you'd think I just ordered coffee.
The gun they stole, I had a Beretta PX4 Storm, and they stole it. God. Yeah, it sucks.
Beretta Barry, was awesome. He had that parrot on his shoulder.
Nope. Wrong. Barry, go to the gun show in Conroe. You'll get a strap for a good price. That's where I got my Beretta. Not Conroe, Pasadena gun show.
Nick, we just turned freaking home and gardening week into freaking gun talk. Jeez.
Ever heard of the gas station come and go?
Is that OU Mike?
That's got to be OU Mike.
No, but they do have those in Oklahoma. I don't know if I can say this.
Don't say it,
because I'm going to dump you.
Try it.
I'm going to dump you.
There's a comedian named Landry. I'm going to do it. So I don't know if you're going to this is for the stream peeps. But this comedian named Landry, who is hilarious, he works the cruise ships as well. And he goes on stage. He was like, "What's up, Oklahoma? Thanks for having me, man. Listen, what's the deal with the come and go? Was the jizzing split taken?" You might dump that.
No, that was pretty good.
But if you're on the stream, that was for you. There you go. Okay. I've been dumped, but that's all right. Go catch the podcast if you want to hear the joke.
You can't say that?
I don't know, but you can.
So why'd you say it? It's a punk ass. Jeez.
That was for my stream peeps.
You had to
they
ask?
They enjoyed that.
Jeez.
I mean, go ask Jong if you can say that.
No, I'm not going to ask him because now we can't because I dumped it, and you can never say that ever again.
Jong's in Vietnam, so he's not going to respond in time.
Yeah, that's right. He's usually our buffer to let us know if we can say that.
You're just going to get dumped for the next 2 weeks. Well, you're out next week.
Yeah.
Dump them all next week, Nick. That'll help.
Barry thinks Dallas is better and cleaner than Houston. He should be slapped every day. That's from Kevin. I stand by what I said,
Kevin. You know who should be slapped every day?
It's a cleaner city.
Yankee fans. Why? Am so sick and tired. By the way, who cares? The Yankees win their fourth game in a row last night. But now, Yankee fans are out there going, longest streak in the big leagues. Yeah, for this week. Shut the hell up. Then, Giancarlo Stanton hits a home run. Okay? And it gets out about 10, 12 rows. But then they find out on StatCast it was the hardest home run ever hit at 121 miles an hour. And suddenly, the world needs to stop because the Yankees are back. Stanton's the best since Babe Ruth. And look the hell out because they've won 4 in a row. Shut up, and God forbid you don't make a wild card.
Yeah, that would
Why are you making fun of me off air to come back and agree with me?
I'm not. I'm
tired of that.
Yeah. No, I'm just reading some text that I'm deleting.
It's on you, playa. I hit the dump button. That's your fault.
Did you, though?
I did.
Did you?
I really did. I didn't know what you were doing.
At the end of the day, you do realize he is kind of like God, because he can, if he wants to.
No, I'm probably in there cleaning his fingernails with his pocket knife, not paying attention.
No, I was standing by the dump button when you said it. I was literally 3 inches away.
Did you hit the wrong button?
You know what it is, Barry? Did you hit the wrong button? Honestly, I watched him do it.
Yeah.
He's got a different perception of speed, right? So the
8 seconds, though.
8 seconds.
8 second delay.
8 seconds, but you said it, and I'm going, run. Two, and all of a sudden, like about 10 seconds later, he went,
No, he was on it. He was on it. Maybe
why
just,
are you doubting it?
It just might be people listening on the stream. You never know.
Okay.
Well, it was nice working with you guys.
You don't think that can get me in trouble when you do that?
Barry's going to be in L.A. for the next 6 months to a year, starting on Monday.
I do have good news. Well, if you care about this, but you know, our Lance Zierlein, big cat in the world of sports talk radio.
Somebody shirts? Or?
Yeah. He hit me up and he was like, yo, dude, I need to get those Welcome to the Land Where It Just Don't Stop shirts, the Fat Pat shirts.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I kind of quit selling those. He was like, man, I really need to get those for me and my buddy and. Can you help me out? And I was like, man, I really wasn't going to open it up again. But then I've had other people asking me, telling me they missed it. So, because it's Lance, and I love me some Lance Zierlein, they're available again for 3 days. That's it. So, if you want them, I'll put the link at the top of my Twitter, at Barry is Funny. But, yeah, if you missed out on the Fat Pat shirts, the one to say Welcome to the Land Where It Just Don't Stop, you can still go get them for 3 days, but I only did it for Lance. So you guys should thank him if you missed out.
And you did it for the listeners, too. Don't sell them short.
No, because I wanted to make it exclusive. Like, I wanted it to be one of those things where if you got in on it in that 30 days, it was exclusive. But it's Lance, so I'm going to do it for him. But this is it. 3 days, that's it. No more.
And you should get it now because Barry's tenure is probably going to be cut short here on ESPN.
In fact, didn't you say it was closing out at like 3?
I'm just going to pack my stuff up right now.
Didn't you say they were going to go for like 3 for $25?
Nope.
For special?
Nope. No? They are between $22 and $25.
Depending on how many colors you want in the rainbow?
No, depending on the style of shirt. Some of them are like more fitted and softer than the others. But yeah, I'll have it on my Twitter, at Barry's Funny, if you're interested in the shirts. I'm going to go pin it to the top right now.
And if you can't get enough of Barry and you want to see him, he cut a video today. So you do want
to get posted?
I don't know if it's out just yet or not, but we both have vids up. So check him out. But check sports. It should be your daily to-do list.
Yes, it should.
Hit sportsmap.com. You can catch up with all of us. We do videos, we do articles, but we try and keep you posted and up to date on what's going on around here in Houston in sports. So check it out because there's a lot of good stuff on there. There's our friendly neighborhood Fred plug for the day.
Yep.
But we do believe in it. So that's good stuff as well. All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Lots to still get to. If there's something you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, Twitter. Back with more right here. It's The Usual Suspects.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I feel like you played this on purpose.
I think you did too.
What? It's in the rotation.
This is this something about how's it going to be when you're not around?
We're going to miss you.
Want me to answer that? Unbearable!
No, I don't want you to answer that.
Freaking unbearable!
Let's do the name game. Get off of this. You and your pocket knife. Hey, every day we play the name game right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. And it is time to play again on The Usual Suspects. The name game is where we call two names. If one of those names is yours and you're the first caller, you win the prize of the day. The prize of the day is a pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival. Don't miss the 16th Annual Music Festival at Sam Houston Race Park, Saturday, September 29th. See the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, Roger Krager, Kevin Fowler, and many, many more live acts. I have bad news. We're not giving it away. Charlie Palillo gave away today's prize, and congratulations to Fernando. The names were Fernando and Angel, and Fernando was the winner. So congratulations to Fernando for winning a pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival. Listen tomorrow for your chance to win another fabulous prize.
Both loyal listeners of our show could have won.
Hmm?
We have loyal listeners, both Fernando and Angel.
I know.
They listen to our show.
That's right. It's your show now.
We're going back. We're going back to our roots. It's going back to the Joel Blank show.
Yeah, it's your show now.
Not the experience again.
Just gonna stay in LA, guys. I'm probably not coming back. There's no reason to.
After Billy Bushwacker made you even more famous, and then you go to LA, you're just gonna be blowing up, or you blew it all up.
You know, Nick, I've never hated you more. I hate you right now. You're gonna make me cry.
It's a tribute song.
You're gonna make me cry. Oh my god, this is a disaster. My producer let me down, is what it is. I blame you. You had one job.
All I had to do was push a button.
All you had to do was push one stupid button. One.
The best thing about it is, like, it's one isolated button.
It's like no way you can mess it up.
Like, you can't miss it. You
can't. It's just, and it's red and it glows.
You'd have to. Yeah.
Push this if Barry says something stupid. If Pac-Man Joel says a-hole. Here goes Nick. I don't see. Where's the. Oh, is that 8 seconds? Oh, I can't. I don't. My bad, guys.
My bad, guys.
I think
guys.
It might have got out.
My bad, guys. I went out last night.
I might be a little hungover.
I hate this show, and I don't want
to
be here.
You know that.
Good. We're just getting started.
I know that it wasn't because he got caught up in his sleeves because he's wearing a short sleeve bowling shirt. So that wasn't it. Maybe it was something else. I don't know.
Maybe it was all the hate you kill him with every day.
He just went. Oh yeah, let me get that. Nope.
Oh, he acted like Lance Colors. I had a little forearm tendonitis.
Oh, look at that. I can't reach. That sucks. Sabotage. Maybe you should play that on the way out. Play a little Beastie Boys Sabotage, you jerk.
So, you know how we talked yesterday about the Astros players' weekend nicknames? They also came out with some of the best in baseball. Okay, these are actually pretty good. So, Shane Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Put not Justin.
Nice.
Like that one.
I still say, by the way, speaking of that, the best one ever was Corey Seager's brother.
Yeah, Corey's brother.
Put Corey's brother on his shirt. That was the best.
Yep. Joey Gallo, who looks like this big no personality. He just looks like kind of a dorky guy, but a big home run hitter.
Yeah.
Pico de Gallo.
Nice.
I like that.
That is very good.
Now, I didn't know you can put emojis instead of your name. So Brad Boxberger, the pitcher, just put a picture of a box and a burger.
I would put poop emoji.
Yes, you would.
I would.
Shohei Ohtani is Showtime. Michael Wacha is Whack-A-Mole.
Oh, he should have put Waka Flocka.
That too.
Man.
Tommy Pham put Fantastic.
Oh, I dig that.
Okay. Yasmani Grandal, Yasmanian Devil.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Marco Estrada, Stratosphere.
Nope, that is corny.
Walker Buehler.
Very stupid. What?
Walker Buehler is the player.
Okay. He put Buehler.
He just
Buehler.
Put Ferris.
Oh.
I would have put Buehler. Yeah. But yeah, either one.
Fry.
David Dahl put Baby Dahl.
No. See, that's why he wasn't allowed.
Your
at
guy
the
party. Brad Hand put Protein Shake.
Nice.
I like that one.
Okay.
So there's some good ones out there. Yeah. I like them. I don't know. David Price put Slim Duncan.
Instead of Tim Duncan. Because they probably said Tim Duncan.
Hunter Pence put underpants.
What?
I don't know. Jason Kipnis put dirtbag because they say he's always dirty.
Yeah.
Adam Engel, Man of Steel.
I don't know. That doesn't know. Knicks would say traitor. Right across, big traitor right there. Right through the, just the right traitor.
I thought Knicks would say dump button.
No, just traitor. Somebody said, clearly you said Jazz. You think, of course I did.
You don't think his would say Benedict Arnold?
Yeah.
Same difference, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like that's what that's, yeah.
Right now Nick is Googling Benedict Arnold.
No, he's looking for songs to hate on
what
me with.
What TV show was he in?
Should we get to Tongue Dart? Yep. Chris's question about Astros.
What's up, Tongue Dart?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
The Astros question that I wanted to ask to y'all was, like, even this year, I'm starting to come to a realization with the Red Sox playing out of their mind that the Astros might not get to the World Series. But I was like, do y'all think they could string together a five-year, like, grouping like the Giants did, where they were, like, every other year winning the World Series pretty much?
You're saying the Astros or the Red Sox?
As in the Astros.
I think they could. I mean, you there's a lot of factors. You got to keep that core four together. You know, you've got decisions to be made already coming up with the pitching staff, with Keuchel being a free agent, Morton being a free agent. The Giants did a hell of a job of keeping most of their core together and then adding pieces where they needed to, and their farm system was still good, but they made moves at the appropriate time. But the key was they kept Buster Posey and Mad Bum, and, you know, the guys that they had when they made the run stayed together intact for the most part, and that's going to be a challenge because we know that there's the Correa and Springer and these guys are going to be sought after.
Well said.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. So I'm really nothing to add. I mean, it's pretty spot on.
Okay. All right, well, we got one segment to go in the big show. We don't want you going anywhere. We've got some fun and games still. We'll get to some things before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. And then next week, we start the Barry Farewell Tour off with a week
while he's in now.
L.A. Nick is just digging deep.
God, I'm not going to miss you at all. At all. And I'm not just talking about next week forever, since I'm never going
to. Oh my God.
It's the last song I'll play out.
Liar.
No.
There's only one more segment in the show.
I don't believe you.
You can actually add music throughout the entire segment, though.
Like you have been doing?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Five times in one segment.
Before we get to more of the Farewell Tour playlist, we do want to remind people of Fitz Roofing. We know that a lot of people are still fighting back after all the damage of the hurricane, and they've been looking for help. And unfortunately, there are storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers out there that are just trying to get your money up front and then skip town before they do anything to try and help you out. Then you need to call a local roofer. Before you go any further, just know that you get someone that's here in the Houston area that cares about Houstonians. Call Fitz Roofing, FITZRoofing.com, FitzRoofing.com, or just call 832-521-3001. Why, you ask? Well, they do free, no-obligation inspections right off the top. So they're going to be there. They're going to tell you what is wrong, what you can do, how you fix it, what it'll cost, and then they'll leave it up to you. But there's no charge for them to come out and see you. And they use CertainTeed shingles. You're like, what does that mean? Well, they're actually a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet this criteria to attain this elite status. And you know why they got it? Because they're good at what they do, and they're not going to just take your money and leave town. They're going to stick through this entire process, see it through to the end, and be there for you when you need any and every bit of help, from the product to the service to the installation of a roof. Their base warranty is longer than your average roofer gives you, and it just starts from there and it keeps going. They give 10%, by the way, back of all their profits to a nonprofit they set up called Fits for Families, because some people really want and need a new roof. They just can't afford it. Well, there's where those donations come intact. Fits for Families allows people to get the roofing that they need if they can't afford it. They take care of people in this area because they are a mainstay in this community, and they want you to know they care. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. You need to check them out. Again, FitzRoofing.com or 832-521-3001. Fits Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You dirty.
Bye 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 is really good. But
shut up.
That's one of your favorites.
Nick. Shut it up.
If you missed it, the NBA schedule is out. Why do I mention it again? Because Barry's mentioned his favorite team is the Jazz. And Utah's favorite to possibly be the second seed in the West this year, surpassing your Houston Rockets. So I just wanted to make sure we made mention of that.
That is pretty funny. Couple of last texts before we get out of here. Barry, I have a friend, first time listening to the show right now. He thinks your voice is sexy. So I just said, don't Google his face.
Was wow.
From Amazon B's brother. Well, it's harsh. Good to know I'm leaving on a high note. Thank you so much, you jerk. I'm not even going to curse. I would normally call you a dick, but I'm not going to do that because I've already...
Well, you can.
I know. I know it's allowed.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it, though.
And even if it wasn't, Nick would dump it. Did.
Yeah, right? This is Demetrius.
I got your back, bro.
No, yeah. Way back. Like, back to the unemployment office. This is Demetrius. If Barry is leaving, I'm never listening to 97.5 ever. Thank you, Demetrius. You, my friend, are the one true supporter I have in this world.
Was he Russian
or
Greek?
It damn sure ain't the idiot in the bowling shirt in there running the music and the dump button. Definitely not him, jerk.
Was that Demetrius Russian or Demetrius Greek? We had this discussion.
I don't know. Who has the brightest future over the next 3 years, Red Sox or Astros? That was a question on the text line. Who do you think?
I still think it's the Astros because of the young talent, although they have some too with Devers and Benintendi and guys like that. But the thing that you don't see with the Astros that you do with the Red Sox is that major market money.
Yeah.
They throw money around, silly money, to get guys every year. Look, last year, they were just a speed bump for the Astros. And look what money did to them for them in the offseason. They made a couple of key acquisitions. They did, you know, they upgrade where they need to upgrade, and boom, they're right back at it. Best record in baseball.
I would have never thought that just adding J.D. Martinez would have made such a big difference on this team
and
in that lineup. But they have one of the best lineups, if not the best lineup in baseball right now. And that includes the Yankees going out and adding Stanton to a lineup that already had Judge in it and all the moves that they've made. And the Red Sox just keep hitting and scoring. And, I mean, when you look at that team statistically, it's kind of a flip of the Astros. The Astros have been hanging around 4, 5, and 6 when it comes to batting, depending on the category that you look at. But they're number one across the board in pitching.
Yep.
Red Sox are just the opposite. They're pretty much one across the board in hitting and hanging around that 3, 4, 5, 6 mark in different categories in pitching. So it's a good and legitimate question. But I think if you're excluding the Yankees in that, you're crazy because you probably need to lump them in there as well.
That's the biggest fish in the pond in terms of just going out, spending money, doing whatever. Look at Sonny Gray last year. Look at all the moves they made this year, from Happ to Lynn to, you know, like you said, in the offseason, Stanton, not afraid to pull the trigger and get that massive contract, especially how backloaded at the end that's going to be. You talk about Chris Paul's contract in terms of the last couple years, how that might handcuff a team. Well, if you're the Yankees and you have all that financial means, it won't handcuff you as much to take that kind of risk on.
So my next question for you,
okay,
because that's, I mean, it's tough to decide or pick between the two to answer the texter's question. Mm-hmm. I think I would probably go Astros just because their rotation can carry them for a few more years. And they said 3 years.
Assuming you keep it
together,
Verlander's
right? Here for one more year.
Right.
You might lose Keuchel, but he's kind of been I mean, he's turned it around, but he struggled a lot. You might lose Morton, but you've also got Brad Peacock, Colin McHugh, and don't forget about Forrest Whitley in the wings waiting as well that you can add
to
this
Cole
rotation.
Got two more?
I believe so. Okay. Cole will be here for another couple of years. So you've got that. You've got plenty of talent in that rotation. You've solidified your bullpen now for a while with a legitimate closer in Osuna, whether you like it or not.
And don't forget, Presley's a nice pickup, too, that really helps to actually give you even more punch in the bullpen.
Sure. my, if you had to pick between the two to start a franchise, you taking Betts or you taking Altuve? Not so, as easy as you would think, I believe.
You know, because I was going to say back to the previous question, too. The one thing is we all knew Mookie Betts has always been a talented player.
Not this good.
But not like MVP good. Because he hadn't shown it until this year. Now, the next question is,
you got to answer mine first.
No, I don't have to.
Yeah, you do. Who are you taking, Betts or Altuve?
The question becomes, can he do it more than 1 year? Altuve has proven he can do it multiple years. I think overall, because of the consistency of Jose Altuve, I'll take Altuve.
Okay.
Who you take?
I'm probably taking Altuve. Just because it's that infield dynamic of the middle. Betts plays right a lot. I know he'll play other positions as well, play some center field. But I like that up the middle. You always want to, you know, tighten up the middle. Plus, like you said, the consistency of doing it year after year. Although, when you look at Betts' numbers, after his first year, 18, 31, 24, 27 from a home run standpoint, he's at 291, 318, 264. Now he's hitting 347. I mean, he's been pretty consistent, but just not at the level that Altuve has and for as long as Altuve has.
I
think there's the case to be made that he could maintain what he's doing for a really long time.
Look, he's definitely a very talented player, 4-5 tool player, right?
I think he's the MVP this year, for sure.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down. And you made a great point the other day because J.D. Martinez DHs a lot.
Yeah.
So that takes a little something up. That's when David Ortiz used to get love early, and they'd say, yeah, but he's a DH.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're absolutely right about that. I'm interested to see how he bounces back next year to see if he can start building that consistency because he's always had a guy that's got the P word, potential.
Yeah.
But he's never been a guy that's lived up to it.
I thought you were going to say the P word.
I know you did, and then I'd be joining you. I'd
be like, yes!
we'd be hitting unemployment together.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
All right. Well, safe travels, my friend.
Yep.
Knock them dead and break a leg when you're out in L.A. Have some fun while you're at it. We're looking forward to the tweets and catching up with you that way. Nick and I will be back next week and for the next 365 days, whether Barry's back or not. So you guys have yourself a great weekend. The Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ, and Tyler will take you home till 7. You don't have to do a thing. And we'll talk to you again first thing on Monday at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4, every weekday. It's the usual suspects right here on Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5.